now is just coming up to 12:02, and I'm joined in the studio by Josh Gleaves from Romford, who's going to be playing at this year's Brentwood Festival. So thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Yeah.
And you've been warming up, got a tremendous voice. Now, you have to introduce, first of all, the band, because I thought you were coming in with the guitar, and you've got a more or less full band. So who are the guys in the band?
Yeah, the band's basically father and son. You've got Mr. Gary Randall on the stunning Larrivée guitar, and you've got Mr. Jim Randall, who's a stunning keyboard player. So
you've got Leslie said nice things about you. Yeah. I've never heard such an introduction like that. It's very, very polite. So, Josh, tell everybody how old you are.
I'm 12.
And I was making you older, actually. Mum, sorry about that. So it's 13. I'm sorry, I didn't want to do that. Now, you started off doing busking. I'm a musician. I've never bussed before. What is it like? Do you not get nervous?
Oh, no. With busking, it's like, it sort of thickens your skin when you're getting older and stuff. You're out on the streets and you're just playing, you're doing what you like, and you're not necessarily asking for anything. But if you have your case open, people can stop if they want to listen to your music, and if they don't and they think they can just walk on. But I just think it's great, you get the odd people come and sit down, and then you get the really, really cheerful people that come.
Then you probably get some miserable ones as well.
Yeah.
So really cool. When did you get involved? When did you pick up the guitar? How old were you when you got involved in music?
I think I was about 10. I used to go to St. Patrick's Primary School in Collier Row. And I've just joined some little guitar club, and I've just went from there really. And currently I'm in the Royal Liberty School, and I've got a really, really supportive head of music called Miss Russell. And a really supportive head teacher called Miss Julia Deary. They're just really, really great, and I've just been stepping up and up and up.
When did you realise you could sing? Because did you pick the guitar up and then start singing, or have you always been singing?
Well, actually, funnily enough, before I started playing the guitar, I was a violinist. And I thought, there's not many violinists that sing at the same time. And I just thought, If I can play the guitar, then I can sing. It'd be really good. But so I just one day picked up the guitar, looked online at a random song. I think it was "Marry You" by Bruno Mars.
Yep.
And I just tried to sing it, and then the reaction was great, and people say I was a really good singer. So yeah.
Now I must say that on Twitter, I've suddenly got quite a few young girls follow me on Twitter, so I think you might have a bit of a fan club out there, by all accounts. Is that correct? Could that be correct? I was like, okay, I'm very popular today. I seem to have a load of young girls following me.
I don't actually know. I have a little bit of a fan base. I'm just trying to build it up.
Yep.
For those of you who are interested, my Instagram is Joshy Music, and my Twitter is at jgleaves69. So yeah.
Excellent. Now, what song are you going to be playing? A couple of numbers. What song are you going to do first, and tell us why you picked this song?
This song is called "Run" by Snow Patrol, and I picked this song because I'm quite inspired by Luke Friend, and he played this in the Teen Star Fight in one of his auditions, and I just really, really liked it. I was just like, right, I've got to do this track. So yeah.
Okay, now you're going to listen to Josh live in the studio now, so he's just going to get himself ready, and then we're going to be talking to Josh also about the Brentwood Festival, which he's taking part in, and also the Teen Star East of England Area Finals, which he's taking part in as well. So are you guys ready?
Yeah.
You've got a lovely introduction there. I couldn't believe that. I normally just say I've got a guitarist and a keyboard player. Very polite. There we go.
Be polite.
Ready.
You've been the only thing that's right.
we say our long goodbyes. I need to.
Well done, well done, Josh. That was fantastic. Now, you've entered a competition called Teen Star of East of England Area. You're in the finals. How did you get involved in that? Where did you see it?
I was just like, you know, my mum was just typing on the internet, you know.
Hello, mum.
Music competitions. And she found this really, really cool singing competition called Teen Star. I just went for the audition. I thought, oh, you know what? I can do this. Mm. I've done it. And basically, I performed in their sort of next stage up. And then that was really, really cool. Jim Randall was playing that for me. And funny enough, I was playing that song I just done Run in there. And the recent one was the aerial finals in Hayes, mm-hmm. In Beck Theatre. Well, basically, I just was like, on the internet, looked up Icy Fire by Ed Sheeran, and I was like, right, I've got to do this song. So, yeah, we done that song. Jim Randall accompanied me, made that on that, on that and all. But, yeah, it was really, really
And where good. Did you come? Did you win it?
Well, we got through, and now we're in the grand final.
Oh, so the grand final's not taken place yet?
Yeah, the grand finals are taking place on the 19th of July.
Oh, brilliant.
In the NEC in Birmingham.
So. Oh, that's really cool.
No, it's the
O2. O2?
Yeah.
NEC.
NEC?
Is it
the NEC? Is it in Birmingham?
NEC's on
tickets. Someone better tell me where to go.
I think they will. I think somebody will tell you where to go if you get the information wrong. right, so that's coming up in the 19th. So how many bands are taking part, or how many artists are taking part in the final?
I think it's about 20. I think it's something like that, yeah.
So you're hoping to sort of like get out there and get some interest and all the rest of it. Now, you can do another song, then we can talk about the Brentwood Festival, which I know is taking place just across on the field. On the field. I went to it last year. I don't know if you were there last year. It is brilliant. It was great because all the sun was out. I was like lounging around. It was fantastic.
Yeah, so a very good friend of mine called Drew Levi played. It's really, really great. Mm. Yeah.
Now, what's one you're going to do next?
And this is Icy Fire by Ed Sheeran.
And why have you picked this one?
Because it's a massive inspiration to me. I just love it.
And I just want to say, what's your name? What's your name?
Jamie.
Is that your brother, Jamie?
Yeah.
Is it Jamie and Josh? I just wanted to give his brother a mention because he's sitting in the corner. I thought you might be getting up playing some percussion or something.
He's a drummer.
Are you a drummer?
Yeah.
Where's your drum kit? What's going on? Turn up without your instruments. That's not good. Right, 12-12, here we go. Here is Josh Gleaves singing live in the studio.
Oh, misty eye of the mountain below, keep careful watch of my brother's souls, and should the sky be filled with fire and smoke, keep watching over children's sons. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, that was fantastic. What a lovely song. I've not heard that song before. That's lovely, isn't it? You're a very proud mum in the corner, I can see. Do you sing, mum?
Bathroom.
Oh, right, sorry.
She can do the karaoke.
Oh, you can do the karaoke. Oh, there we go. Right, we're going to be back with Josh just after this. We'll do a quick break. Are you all right in there?
We were just listening out.
But you didn't clap. Can we do a round of applause? Were you joining in too? There we go. So that's better.
Yeah, you're
there
in the sales office.
Oh, right, okay.
So that was amazing.
It is amazing, isn't it? 12 years old. Fantastic.
Fantastic. Yeah.
We're
in
dulcet
tones out there.
So.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't interrupt. It's very unprofessional.
Yeah, it is. But could you get out of the studio now? Thank you. Right, going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back with Josh after this.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
About that guy who popped. That's our sales guy. Greg, who popped his head through the door, you know. He's always nosy. Can't help himself. Right, sorry. Can't help himself. The red light's on. You would think, don't come in, wouldn't you? Yeah. Seriously, you would, but never mind. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Josh Gleaves, who is 12 years old. He's from Romford. He's going to be playing at this year's Brentwood Festival, as you just heard. Teen Start of East of England Area Finals are taking place in Birmingham on the 12th of July. That's correct, isn't it? 12th?
Yeah. 19th?
The UK finals are taking place. So you've been gigging all over the place. You've also been... What sort of stuff do you do in your set? And have you written any original material as of yet?
Yeah. One of my original songs is what we're going to play in 2 minutes. It's Let Me.
So how do you write? Do you do lyrics or do you sit down and strum the guitar? Which way round do you do it? You're pointing at the guitarist. Don't give him any credit. He'll want royalties. Forget it.
No, he said he wanted to do some rocky stuff.
Yeah.
Thinking about what's out there and thinking about Josh's voice, I just didn't think there was a lot of stuff that really fit. And I went home, it was about the 12th of May or something like that, and sat down for 45 minutes with this guitar and just wrote this little song. I thought it might do him and see what it was like, just as a throwaway thing, really. But he seems to like it, so we have a go at it.
Excellent. So how many originals? Are you just starting to start the originals?
Yeah, I'm slowly starting to progress with things like that, yeah.
And who, if you could work with anybody in the music industry at the moment, who would you like to work with? You better stick your hands up. Besides your fantastic band members, who would you like to work with, or what artists do you really like at the moment and why?
I like all sort of artists, but I think my main sort of artist that I've been really following through the past tour the past couple of years actually is Ed Sheeran.
Yeah,
great musician.
So that's kind of somebody you'd aspire to.
Yeah.
Okay. Now Brentwood Festival, what dates you on, what stage are you on?
I'm on the 20th of July, Sunday lineup. I'm on the acoustic stage at 4:30, and two of our other band members will be joining us there. That's Tom Agenbar on the drums, and that's Chris Piercy on the bass guitar, and he's also a little bit of a Viking. So
he looks like a Viking. He just does look like a Viking.
All right.
You won't miss us.
So what about your brother James? He's standing there touching the acoustic panel in the studio. James, are you not going to be drumming?
No.
Is he not allowed to be in your band, your brother?
He's allowed, but he's very shy.
Oh, you're not, are you? You're making a point of talking to somebody shy on the radio. You shouldn't be shy. Get in the band now while you can, and then you can have your breakups and then get back together again, you see? That's what brothers do. Is there any more? Is there two of you? Is there any more? That's enough? Yeah.
No.
Oh, yes or no? I just wonder, because he might like be about five or six, and you could do like a full band then. No. Right, so this song you're going to sing is written by your fantastic guitarist and yourself.
Yeah.
They're pointing at each other. Right, here we go, and we'll give you all the details about how you can get in contact with Josh as well if you're listening out there online. So again, what is the song called?
This song's called Let Me. It's by Fat Gaz. Okay.
Fat Gaz, yeah. Cheers, thanks for that. Marvellous. Right.
Feel the heat when I hold your hand. You are gonna let
Brilliant, thank you. So again, want to say a big thank you to Josh Cleaves and to
Gary
and
Jim
and Mum. And to you, Josh, as well. Thank you, sound absolutely brilliant. If people want to find out more about you, where can they go to find out more about you at the moment?
Just like basically my Twitter, as I said before, that's at jgleaves69. And if you're wondering how to spell Gleaves, it's GLEAVES. So I'm really trying my best to start up a fan base at the moment. So if you can, please follow me. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Thanks very much. And where do you see yourself? One more thing. Where do you see yourself in 10 years' time?
Pushing me in a wheelchair.
Over a cliff. Sorry, that's not very nice. Playing the guitar as he goes. Where do you see yourself?
In 10 years' time.
Yeah.
Gosh.
You'd be very old by then, falling to bits. 23. 22. 22. 22.
22.
God, that's old.
No, in 10 years' time, if I carry on the way I'm going, I reckon I'll be playing in some big festivals and, you know, just really enjoying my life with music.
I think you will be as well. Got a tremendous voice and brilliant. 12 years old, got a great, fantastic voice, and it sounds brilliant. So good luck for you guys. Hopefully I'll see you at the festival because I'm going. I'll be laying around on the grass somewhere. Thanks so much to Josh and the band and to Mum and James. And just coming up to Talk 27, my next guest is zooming to get into the studio to talk about his books.